Farrakha Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. And remember, the just shall live by faith, even as we educate our kids. God bless, and be a blessing to your kids.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Grismire.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Melody Cederstrom from Gift Discount Gold and Silver. And that Melody does help Radio Liberty, and we love to have her on with us. Hi, Melody. How are we doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. Just great. Hope you're well also.
Oh, as well as can be expected under the circumstances, under the dire circumstances. Well, how's the gold and silver business? Are people buying? Or certainly we've had a phenomenal run-up of gold, backed off a little, I guess, today, but it's certainly 3 or 4 days there, really spectacular.
Absolutely, and even though we see gold prices rising significantly, and those who own gold, of course, we're happy. But on the other hand, certainly, you know, it just is another sign of the times and the difficulties that not only we talk about, this country faces, but, of course, people all around the world. But we did hit an all-time high. Spot gold hit 1244, and it had like a 20% gain since February. So an incredible run for gold, and you know, we haven't seen anything yet. And we continue to see the strength. And what's interesting is the separation between the gold price and the dollar index. The dollar is continuing to strengthen. Although we believe that gold was decoupled from the dollar a little bit ago, we just haven't seen the huge strength of gold along with the increase of the dollar. I mean, certainly the dollar is still weak considering where it has been, but it certainly is showing strength as we have the situation with the Greece and the European countries unfold.
Well, you know, of course, the reason people turn to gold is the fact that they have lost faith in the paper money system. And, of course, this is what always happens with every paper money system because, of course, people will always vote for the people who give them the most goodies, and government then provides for the people and pensions and benefits. And this thing goes all the way back into ancient Greece. I don't know whether they had a pension system there, but we do know that basically the people voted for the politicians who would give them the most, and eventually, of course, the politicians simply spent Greece on into oblivion, and the whole monetary system collapsed, and the glory that was Greece collapsed as well. And the same thing happened in Rome. It took quite a much longer, probably 100 years, but certainly Diocletian was actually putting in wage and price controls about 300 AD because of the rampant inflation, because they'd corrupted their currency, and of course they can't keep creating more and more of money to actually finance all their wars, their imperial efforts, just like today. America has an empire. Nobody likes to admit it. We have troops stationed in 130 to 140 nations throughout the world. We have an empire. We put people into power in various countries. And if you've read John Perkins' book, you know that if the leaders don't go along with what we want, we have them either removed by revolution or we have them killed. And that's what John Perkins says. I believe he's absolutely accurate. If you haven't read his book, Confessions of an Economic Hitman, or certainly heard our 4-tape set of my interviews with John Perkins, This is the way the world really is. You can certainly go back and hear the church committee hearings about how we had our assassins take out Diem and Nu in Vietnam, and Patrice Lumumba over in the Congo, and Trujillo in the Dominican Republic. All part of the public record. This is the way America operates. We do have assassins. We have a 4-tape set of my interview with CIA assassins. This is the real world, not the imaginary world that most people live in. And of course, Rome fell because her empire failed. America is failing because our empire is beginning to crumble right before our very eyes. Well, Melody, Sydney, the economy, we're told the economy is really getting better. We got all these new jobs this last month, but I don't understand how we can have all these 220-some thousand new jobs, and yet the unemployment rate went from 9.7 to 9.9. How could you have all these new jobs and the unemployment rate is going up?
Well, you just, the people who fix the numbers, just they're not getting together on Friday afternoon in order to compare their notes, and that's probably pretty much it. But an interesting person was telling me that he actually was hired to do the census, and he said that what had happened is they were promised a certain run. I think it was like 3 months or 4 months, and he said they actually cut it in half because they hired so many additional census takers that they didn't have the work for them then. So they hired double the amount of people that they actually needed, and then they cut back the amount of time that was promised to them when they, you know, when they took the position. So there's a lot of this, this affects all the kind of numbers that come out, and of course government is probably one of the biggest employers of a lot of those numbers when you see jobs being created. So for most people, the jobs that they can do, what they've done in the past, a job that pays well, certainly most of these jobs that are available, they all pay minimum wage, and certainly in today's world in which we have seen inflation creep up day by day, month by month, year by year, it's very difficult to sustain a comfortable way of life anymore. That's why people have gone so far into debt. They were promised things. They were promised that, you know, things would be fine. They'd have their jobs. They could go into debt. It was easy credit for them to buy things. It was the immediate gratification, and they can't get by anymore. And I think that's why you're seeing, when we talk about the housing market, sure, we talk about the subprime and everything, but you know what? There's good folks that are walking away from their homes because, you know, it's so underwater that there's no equity in their homes, or their homes is valued far lower than what they purchased, and certainly no one is coming to their rescue. No one is lowering their principal. No one is lowering their payments, and they're just walking away. So I think you're going to see another, you know, people just don't care anymore, because everything that they do, they've tried so hard for so long to do the right thing. And then certainly they feel that they're just getting the shaft, and, you know, people who don't, you know, who spent too much and went over their heads are certainly the ones that are being helped out. So there's so many things.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan and Melody just talking about the number of people who are losing their homes. And we're losing, well, I just heard a report that said, oh, my, it's wonderful, you know, why so we're not losing as many homes? More people are able to keep their homes now. But, of course, this last month we lost about 330,000 people had their homes foreclosed. Well, that's about what we've been having all along, about 330,000 of people every month losing their homes. And yet they tell them, isn't it wonderful? Things are so much better. And sometimes I wonder, do they really think that we're this stupid? And I think they probably do. After all, it doesn't matter how foolish something seems, how illogical it seems. If you say it over and over and over again, one people will believe. I mean, it's the coldest winter I can ever remember here in Santa Cruz where I live, and it's even cold tonight here in May, and yet they're telling us we have global warming, and are you going to believe what the government tells you, what the media tells you? Are you going to believe your lying eyes? Well, I'm going to believe my lying eyes, and certainly when I see pictures on television of snowstorms, you know, simply within the last week, snowstorms here in the middle of the United States in the middle of May. Why, I know that that global warming isn't quite as warm as they'd like us to believe. But then, of course, the whole idea of global warming is to destroy our economy. If we were to do what the Kyoto Protocol called for, why would it take America literally back to the Stone Age? And that's what they really want. They want to destroy our economy. It doesn't apply to India. It doesn't apply to China. The whole idea is to transfer our wealth to India and China, and they're doing a good job of it as they move in intentionally and maliciously to impoverish the American people. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And our guest is Melody Cederstrom. We're talking about what's happening financially, and certainly as we look and see what's happening as far as Europe is concerned, Europe is having terrible problems. They put up $1 trillion, and of course a lot of the countries over there that really are having lots of financial problems have been asked to create all sorts of money to help Greece and put this $1 trillion fund up there to bail out the countries that are having trouble. But this is nowhere enough to get all of these countries. There are 19 of them over there in Europe, 19 countries that are on the verge of economic collapse. And certainly, this is not going to solve the problem. England is in real trouble. And what are we doing? Well, these countries are head over heels in debt. I mean, the big problem is these countries have borrowed so much money. And so how are we going to get them out of debt? Why are we going to lend them more money and increase their debt? Does anybody really think that you can get a country out of debt that they can't afford to pay by lending them more money so they'll have more debt? And yet they tell us that's the solution. What do you think about that, Melody?
Well, I know, and I was reading the newspaper over in Germany. I believe they summed up the national mood of Germany by saying, "We are once again the schmucks of Europe." But you know what? And while this is happening, they understand what that is. The German people don't want this bailout, and you're seeing so much violence happening over there in Greece, and they don't want to the people there don't want to take the cuts that are necessary, and a lot of the unrest is coming from government workers. But you know, it is everybody has overspent, everybody has bought into these bad investments, and you're just, you know, this is why you have the people over there are a lot different than too the people here. I mean, people over there, they are scrambling. They remember Germany in the 20s. They remember what happened. They remember their history, and they know what is coming. So they're doing what they can. They're very unhappy over there. They don't want this to go on, and it's just another. I mean, we're seeing what's happening over there that will eventually funnel and come down and happen here in the States. And when you were talking about the groups of countries that were possibly in the area to fail, I saw an article today where California actually moved into the group of 10 with the most of likelihood to fail. So they moved into with the various countries. I can't remember what some of the list was, but along with Venezuela and Argentina, I can't remember what number California was, but they were in the top 10.
Well, we've got Portugal, we've got Ireland, we've got Italy, we've got Spain, we've got Greece, we've got Great Britain, we've got the Lithuania, Latvia, and Estonia over there on the other side of Europe. And as you say, the countries you mentioned, basically California is bankrupt. Probably about 15 to 20 of the states here in the United States are bankrupt. We here in California, we've got a budget something like $86 billion. Now, they will admit to a 20 $1 billion deficit and almost 25% a deficit. But that really isn't true. I mean, there's a fellow named Stephen Frank who has an article he puts out from Sacramento. He says the real budget deficit here in California is closer to $39 billion. We've got a $500 billion shortfall in our state pensions. We have three state pension funds, and they are short $500 billion. And of course, if the economy turns down again, it's that the pension funds have their money invested in stocks and bonds and fairly conservative investments. But what happens if those investments turn down? And then, of course, they're going to be even in further trouble. And everything is built upon debt. And, of course, it's wonderful. You just borrow and borrow and borrow. And you can live like a king. And you can pay wonderful pension funds and provide health benefits and let people retire early. But what happens when you run out of money? Or as I think it was Margaret Thatcher said, what happens when you run out of spending other people's money? I mean, pretty soon you get into trouble. Well, certainly our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And somebody, anonymous caller, had called and wanted to thank Melody for her professionalism and great customer service. They didn't tell who it was, but yeah. you've got a happy customer out there, Melody.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay, our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. And let's go to Joe's calling from New Jersey. Hi, Joe. Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Sure. Hi, Melanie. Hi, Dr. Stan.
Hi, Joe.
How are you, girl?
Just fine.
That's good. How's Pennsylvania over there?
Cold. We had snow yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Well, wow. Basically, that global warming will lead to climate change, and I'm sure that's why you had snow. So go right ahead. Have a question,
well,
Joe.
Yeah, here's something I want to throw out there. In our state of New Jersey, this governor by the name of Chris Christie is demanding that there be some wage freezes and pay cuts and furloughs or whatever. You know what? You know, these governors of our states, they don't have any guts. And I'll tell you what they should be hawking about. They should be hawking about how come the people's wages have not kept pace with the inflation because this Federal Reserve is printing money hand over fist, and now they want to take it out on the people to hold their wages down. No, these governors should speak out and say, hey, Federal Reserve, you're the cause of this problem. Let's stop this printing, or we're going to start demanding our government to start printing its own money and get rid of you bums.
All right, Melody, what would you say in response to Joe?
I agree with him. You know, it's interesting, when we had that 1,000-point drop on Thursday, there's a lot of discussion. At the same time, they were getting ready to bid on the having the Fed audited. So, and, you know, it was part of the Goldman Sachs scenario and Wall Street to and the Federal Reserve to keep that from happening, a distraction and a little bit to show the power. So, absolutely. I mean, look at the wages. The minimum wage anymore, how can anybody survive on that? And he's absolutely right. What they should be talking about is the losing purchasing power of our currency and why.
And, of course, the thing is that the Federal Reserve, which is really a privately owned central bank, who owns the Federal Reserve System? Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase, Citigroup, Morgan Stanley, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, and half a dozen other banks hold the commanding interest in the Federal Reserve. So basically, it's not likely you have the fox guarding the chicken coop. You've got the mother fox looking after all the baby foxes, or maybe you've got all the mother foxes looking after the baby fox. I'm not quite sure which way it would be, but under any circumstances, of course, they are not going to solve the problem. They are the problem. They are intent upon destroying our economy. They're part of the cabal that wants to transfer our wealth to China, wants to transfer our wealth to India, wants to impoverish the American people. And there's no better way to do that than to debauch our currency. How do you debauch the currency? Why, you simply keep printing more and more currency. And as the Federal Reserve is doing, you don't tell anybody what you're doing. We can't find out how much currency they printed. They'll admit about $2.25 trillion that they've simply printed, but I'm sure it's a great deal more than that. That's why they don't want an audit. They don't want to know us to know how much money they've actually created and given to the central banks over in Europe, how much we've given to other banks to buy up our debt. In other words, if China doesn't buy the debt, what do we do? How do we keep the thing going? Why we simply give money to the other foreign central banks, and they buy our debt with our own money. They call it monetization or quantitative easing. Quantitative easing is simply another name for printing money that's going to lead to inflationary destruction of our currency, the debauching of our currency, exactly as the American State Department supervised the destruction of the currency over there in Zimbabwe. I think that was sort of a trial of what's going to happen here. Joe, hang on. We'll be back with you in just a moment. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Would they really destroy our currency? Well, do you know a better way to destroy a great nation than to destroy the value of its currency? Joe, did you have anything else you wanted to say?
Well, you know what? I'll just leave off with just saying that if the governors or any of these elected officials of any of these states would have any...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mined supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our Founding Fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
The thing is that the Melody was just saying that they want everything about us on the Internet. You will have no privacy. They want to know everything about your financial records, about your history, about your, certainly about your medical records. Everything is going to be in dossiers that the government will control. They want to know where you are, how much money you have, I mean, who you may be sleeping with. It doesn't matter. They want to know everything about everybody so they can control them. And I share your concern, Ray. I think we all ought to be concerned. Anything else you wanted to say?
Well, except for the certain people like Sergey Brin and, of course, Robert Kurzweil and the Singularity Institute and the people that are wrapped up in that, including Carnegie Mellon University and a number of other universities that are working on this diabolical plan to create mechanical human beings, it's just incredible what they're doing. It's so frightening. Ultimately, I think that's the enemy right there. Technology, I think, is the enemy.
Well, I think that it is because, of course, a lot of, we're tapping into things that mankind was never intended to tap into. I believe there's supernatural powers out there, and we're tapping into this supernatural intelligence, and I don't think God's going to be very happy. I think he's going to intervene one of these days, and when he does, I think there are going to be terrible consequences for violating his laws and his admonitions. And our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. There is hidden knowledge. There was knowledge there before the great flood, Noah's flood, and there's a great deal of evidence. It was a very advanced scientific community, and God intervened and destroyed that. And, of course, we're doing the same thing again today. God said he would not destroy us again by flood. I fear that the next time it will be by fire. How could you possibly have fire all over the world? Well, we have nuclear weapons, and we've tapped into terrible knowledge that can be used for the destruction of really billions of human beings. Anything else before we let you go, Ray?
Well, just to wish me luck, I'm going to have my surgery at Stanford Hospital.
Well, please keep us posted, the best of luck to you.
Yeah, thank you.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
Do you have any thoughts at all about what Ray was saying there, Melody? Because I think we all should be concerned about the MoveTest technology that will allow them to track everyone every moment of the day. And I think that we are tapping the information that we should never have gotten into.
You're absolutely correct. And, you know, when you talk about the medical records, you talk about this the health care bill that was passed, you talk about the huge group of baby boomers that are aging in the health care. I mean, all of this has to come together in order for all that to work for them. And you know, I believe this is why, I mean, you have computers when kids are in kindergarten, and it's just a way where they don't see any evil in that. You know, they believe that the only way that they'll be able to survive in this world anymore is if they do become involved in the computer. I mean, this is their life. They become so involved in the computer, and it is, you know, it is such a dangerous place. And, you know, people think that the Internet was great for information, and yes, that is true, but I do believe that there's more evil done from the Internet than any good. And so I'm sure there's been good. People have learned a lot. People have been able to search out the truth in various situations. But when we look to the evil of it, I'm not quite sure it was worth it.
I think you're probably absolutely right. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. You know, at one time we used to have an Encyclopedia Britannica. They used to publish it every year and keep updating it. They don't publish the encyclopedia anymore. Why? Because you can get everything off the internet, and people don't buy encyclopedias. I've got a couple of old sets of encyclopedias, very treasured possessions. I think that it's wonderful information, and certainly I'm not certain that the information on the internet is any better than, at least historically, than my 1913 Encyclopedia Britannica. Well, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We're talking with Melody Cedarstrom about what is going on financially. And ladies and gentlemen, America is certainly on the verge of another collapse, whether it's coming in a matter of months or maybe next year. I think it'll probably come later this year. I think you're going to see a progressive loss of the value of our currency. I think you're going to see inflation coming in before we plunge into a terrible, terrible deflation and depression. I think that so many people are going to lose most of the value of what they have because, of course, they put their faith in money. And, of course, their only real money is gold and silver. That's what it says in our Constitution. I believe it. We'll be right back with Melody. Give us a call. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We're back here at Radio Liberty. We've got John calling from Spokane, Washington. Hi, John. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. I'm doing great.
Okay. Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Well, I've got a question for Melody, and I've got a question for you.
All right, fine. Why don't we do ladies first? Go ahead.
Okay, great. With what we're seeing going on in Europe and the possible breakdown of the euro because of everything and how it's all seems like it's all stacked for when this thing's going to fall apart, what do you think will happen, and especially with precious metals, if there's going to be enough? In other words, if the demand is going to exceed the supply? I'd like to get her take on how this is going to unwind.
Okay, Melody, you got the question.
Well, it's certainly when it comes to gold, certainly we're going to be running out of product. I mean, already you have many of the mints that are running out of product. They had increases that they've sold more in a week than they have in the first quarter of this year. And I do believe that you're going to continue to see this. You have UBS, it was one of the largest bullion banks, that said that its gold sales, both in Geneva and Zurich, they've experienced the greatest demand for, since a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, when all this began to happen. The Australian Mint, they're the ones who make the Philharmonic coins. They're the ones who sold more in, I guess it was the past 2 weeks or the past week, than the first 3 months of the year. And they're producing items as fast as they can. And they also believe that they're going to be running out of, they're not going to be able to keep up with demand. And as you see these crises come out of Greece and Germany and Portugal and all the Italy, I mean, this is just going to cascade. And you're going to have more demand and more difficulty getting gold. And what does that mean for the gold price? It's just going to shoot up. I mean, there's discussion that you have panic buying going on in those countries. Do we have panic buying here? Absolutely not. As I mentioned before, people over there remember history. We have no history. We've had most of the people today have never had a bad day in their lives, so they can't relate it to anything, but those people have, and they certainly have begun to protect themselves. Dubai.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here with Melody. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Melody was simply talking to John from Spokane, and John was asking, is there going to be a shortage of gold and silver down the line as people begin rushing in to get it as they see the currencies failing? And Melody says it's already beginning over in Europe, and certainly in several of the exchanges in Europe, they're having a hard time getting enough gold because people over there understand, of course, that paper currencies always fail. They've been to inflationary periods in the past. They've seen their currency destroyed. And they've realized, of course, the frailty of simply fiat money, which is what we have. So, but here in the United States, this is not the case. But the time is coming, according to Melody, when there is going to be panic buying. And when it does, why, you're going to see just phenomenal increases and artificial shortages, because there's only so much gold and so many gold coins. And when everybody wants them, there's going to be a shortage. Anything else, John, you wanted to ask?
Yes, I've got a question for you. You had as a guest one time John Perkins, the Confessions of an Economic Hitman, and he explained how the drill is done with these third world countries in terms of projections that far exceed what can be done, and then they go into debt and become obligated to the World Bank or IMF or whatever the case may be. And then in terms of civil wars that have happened throughout different parts of the country, it seems like there's a standard drill that goes on. And right now with what's being, we're running up things that we can't pay for. And then also the, we're seeing, like you mentioned on earlier shows, these racial, situations. I could, you know, I mean, it's like, if this thing could just break into a civil war where you got, the Hispanics, if something, heaven forbid, ever happened to Obama, you know, you could end up, things could just get crazy. What's your take on all this stuff?
I'm very, very concerned. Certainly, what we need to do is realize we're all in this together. What we need to do is work with the Hispanic leaders and work with the responsible black leaders and try to get us to see that the enemy is not the black man, or the enemy is not the Hispanic. The enemy isn't even the illegal immigrant. The enemy are the people there, in Washington and New York, part of this very small group, probably not more than 5,000 to 7,000 of them, who are manipulating this whole thing and trying to turn American against American, and they'd love to get violence going in this country, which would justify their slapping on a dictatorship. And we must do everything we can to spend our time educating others and letting them understand who these wicked people are, and their ultimate goal is to plunge this nation into chaos, to impoverish our people, and to ship our manufacturing, our wealth, and our jobs overseas. They know exactly what they're doing, and once we point these things out and people begin to see them, then they can see how it all fits together. What we need to do is hang together, not turn against one another. They want to turn American against American. Okay?
I have one last little question on what you just said. With what's happening, and almost this thing is a relentless force that's moving its way, it seems from, you know, and your strategy of let's just educate, to me at this point, it doesn't seem like there's much to stop it, but it seems like if to the degree that the people are educated in what happens, then it's almost like somebody who understands what's happening and they don't contribute to the chaos, they actually become solvers of the problem. That these people are going to create the problem. I don't see there's any way of stopping the problem from being created. But once it gets created, it's a matter of getting swept away by it or knowing what's going on and staying rational. What's your take on that?
I think the whole idea is to maintain our sanity while everybody else is losing there. I believe you're absolutely right. We've got to be the voice that's out there pointing out what's going on. But, Sean, the other thing is that if we look at things totally from a rational point of view, why, we're going to try to come up with human solutions. Remember, this is a spiritual battle. And the final analysis, this is not our battle, it's God's battle. And hopefully we will be on his side, okay?
Yep, I agree. Keep up the good work.
God bless. Thanks so much. That's John calling. And before we go on, we do have other callers. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. But before we go on, Melody, I want you to get your website and your telephone number out there and tell people why they should contact you there at Discount Gold and Silver.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Our telephone number is 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And our website is discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. And I do believe that people really do need to preserve their purchasing power to the best of their ability. And what we do a little bit different here at Discount Gold and Silver, we make our suggestions based on the suitability. We don't push one type of a coin or one type of a product to everybody. I believe each coin has a purpose, and I believe it's my job in order to match the coins up and put into a portfolio that's suitable for the people that are purchasing. If you're a seasoned buyer, sometimes you need to be educated also in some of the other items that are available to you. I believe you need to keep your portfolio simple and basic. You need to accumulate. So these are little things that we do that I really don't believe very many other dealers do. We have competitive prices, and we ship fast. And we'll review portfolios if anybody would like that done to see perhaps if you can tweak it. But I think we're going into times where, and particularly last week when you had the 1,000-point drop in the market, I can't imagine why anybody would want to be holding any type of paper in situations like that. I believe that was a huge sign to show us what really will happen in the future and how sensitive that market is, and that it is only controlled by a few banks. And there was only, you know, out of the four banks, I mean, how many banks can say they made profit every day for a complete quarter? I mean, there's just crazy things that are going on.
And some of them are making $100 million a day. I mean, one bank making $100 million a day over and over and over again. Do you honestly believe that they're that smart? Do you believe the system is rigged? And the answer is, the system is rigged. Go ahead, Melody.
Absolutely. So, I mean, I can't imagine why anybody would want to have any paper whatsoever. I don't care what it is. But if you need to have it, your pension funds, whatever, if you can't get out of it, you should at least carry, if you're carrying $100,000 in paper, you should have $100,000 in gold. You should have a minimum of an equal balance. I believe people should be carrying a lot more than 50% of their assets in gold at this point in time, in gold and silver. But I mean, if you can or whatever, at least a minimum, because that's the only way you'll be able to preserve your purchasing power. And just give us a call. We'd be more than happy to help.
Okay, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe we're going to see down the line the total destruction of the value of our currency. And certainly, we know, if you read Alan Greenspan's book, The Age of Turbulence, you should read it to find out what should be done. And as he tells you, you know, certainly what you want to do, the purpose of the Federal Reserve System is to take away the punch bowl just when the party gets interesting. Take away the punch bowl when the party gets interesting. That's the purpose of the Federal Reserve System. What's he talking about? He means, of course, when the economy begins to get heated up, when there's already a lot of money out there, when everybody's buying and selling and prices are going up, and everybody, of course, is over-enthused and certainly leveraging themselves to make more money. What the Federal Reserve System has to do is cool the situation down. Take away the punch bowl so that the economy can get back to normal and grow again. But don't let it explode, you know, and get into a bubble situation as we did with the stock market bubble in 2000, as you did with the housing bubble in 2007, and of course with the derivative bubble that's coming up, which is going to destroy the whole system. But Alan Greenspan writes about this. The purpose of the Federal Reserve System and the chairman of the Federal Reserve is to take away the punch bowl when the party gets interesting. Well, what did Alan Greenspan do? Alan Greenspan got out the vodka and the rum and the whiskey and the cream de menthe, and he poured them all in the punch bowl to inflame this whole situation. He knew what he was doing, and as he points out, there's no better way to destroy a nation than to debauch the currency. And he intentionally, for whatever his reason was, set out to to do that. They've done it, and there is no way back. I mean, basically, the whole system is on a one-way track to destruction. If they had the courage simply to stop churning out money and let the whole system collapse for a time and then begin to rebuild it again, you could have a monetary system based upon paper. But they're not going to do that. What are they doing? They're printing more and more and more money. They don't call it printing money. They call it quantitative easing. Figuring you're too dumb to know what quantitative easing is. What is that? They're simply printing money. They can call it monetization. They've got all these fancy names. The names are there for one reason, and that is to confuse you stupid people out there in the listening audience who are not smart enough to realize that they're in the process of destroying the value of our currency. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you better be smart enough, and you better begin preparing for the very real catastrophic times that are coming. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question, a comment for Melody, because we really are entering into very, very difficult times. They tell us that things are getting better, and yet, of course, we're increasing the number of unemployed. It went from 9.7% to 9.9%, and of course, that is simply the U2. The people who make this up, the Bureau of Labor, you know, basically, they make up these statistics. The real figure, according to John Williams of Shadow Statistics, is over 22% unemployment. That's either unemployed, underemployed, or simply given up looking for work. Catastrophic numbers, which really, with 130 million jobs out there, means we've got about 25 million Americans who certainly are out of work. We've got 40 million Americans living on food stamps today, and of course, more and more people are losing their homes. Things are not getting better, no matter what they say. What are your comments, Melody?
You're absolutely correct. And you know what? Today I learned something interesting from I spoke to one of my bankers. He says when they released the TARP funds, he says they came to him and said, we want to give you $100 million, so in case there's any smaller banks that are failing, you'll be able to buy them up. And my bank went to reject them. And then the Federal Reserve says, no, you have to take them. And it was pretty much, well, if you don't take them, then you're going to be put on our list, and you know, you're not going to get us. So they took the $100 million. And he told me, he says, all they had to do was complete one single piece of paper that was faxed to them. They had to sign it, and they got their $100 million. So they tried to pay it back shortly thereafter because they took it. They didn't need it. They didn't want it. The Federal Reserve rejected it. They wouldn't take it back. And so they kept the $100 million for a year. After that, they said, well, we want to give you back the money. And the Federal Reserve sent them over 95 pages that they had to complete in order to give back the money. After all it took was one sheet, it took them 95 pages to give it back. And he says it was just incredible. And this was, it was all, a lot of that TARP money was just a scam to cover up where the money was really going to. And the Federal Reserve didn't take that money back until the time that they thought. And now people thought, well, gee, banks must be getting better because they're paying back all the TARP funds. The bank didn't even need it, but they were forced to take it. And I thought, well, that's just amazing. And the Federal Reserve didn't want the money back, even after they tried to give it back. And that made it very difficult for them in the end to finally give it back. So, I mean, it's all a scam. It's all, you know, things are done just to create the illusion that things are better, things are under control, while all the time, you know, they're just doing everything possible in order to continue to destroy this country.
And basically my November and December 2008 newsletters, probably January of 2009, pretty goes to the background of how they created, artificially created this whole economic meltdown. They knew exactly what they were doing. They seemed to be operating under some sort of a timetable. And for whatever it was worth, why, this was the time they were going to topple the American financial system. And certainly, if you go back and you can read the reports that came out from the Federal Reserve System that was telling you how our banks were all failing, and they weren't failing. And according to the Federal Reserve System's own records, none of this was true. And the major banks didn't want the TARP funds. Most of the minor banks didn't want the TARP funds. The leaders of the banks were actually taken into a locked room and told they would not get out until they took money. And it's the most incredible story, the way they've been able to sell the American people this. But, of course, once they created the psychology of this, then, of course, people were frightened. People stopped borrowing money. And, of course, then the banks, the smaller banks, were afraid to lend. I mean, after all, you don't know whether you're going to get paid back, and you've got too many non-performing loans, why, you're going to lose your bank. And so they've created this atmosphere of fear. And they've done it intentionally and purposely. And what nobody talks about is that they've been actually lowering the amount of M2 and lowering the amount of M3. They don't publish M3 anymore, but the people who are following it will tell you that they are contracting the monetary base upon which all the other increments of money are created. And this is why Sidney John Williams at ShadowStatistics.com does such an excellent job of providing the information you will never get from the controlled media. Because remember, most of the media is controlled by this cabal, this secret cabal that controls our nation. And they are part of this overall movement to build a new world. They're transferring America's wealth, our jobs, our factories, to other nations to raise the living standards there. But they want to lower the living standards here. That's why they're encouraging both legal and illegal immigration. They're actively encouraging illegal immigration. They could stop it tomorrow. They don't want to stop it tomorrow. They want to divide our country. They want a multilingual, multicultural society. They want a situation where they can turn American against American. We're just about out of time, Melody. Why don't you get out your telephone number, your webpage, one more time. Again, our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295.
Our telephone number here at Discount Gold and Silver is 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And our website is discountgoldandsilvertrading.net, discountgoldandsilvertrading.net.
And ladies and gentlemen, we're in for some difficult times. Get your position, suddenly get out of debt, make your preparations so that at least hopefully you and your family will be able to survive the very real difficult times that are coming down the line that they're not going to tell you about on CNN or CNBC. We'll be right back. Well, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Oh, we have 3 minutes yet. Again, and I agree with you that people just really need to take control and prepare themselves as best they can.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, I was horrified when I saw the plight of the people in Haiti after the earthquake, but a similar event could happen right here in the United States, and that's why you should call the freeze-dry guy at 866-404-FOOD, that's 866-404-FOOD, and purchase a supply of his products. Freeze-drying is a great way to preserve food. I know because I bought a supply 40 years ago, and when I opened a can recently, the food was as fresh and tasty as when I purchased it. We're living in uncertain times, so if you'd like to have a supply of ground beef, diced beef, chicken, vegetables, or fruit on hand, call the freeze-dry guy at 866-404-FOOD, that's 866-404-FOOD, and mention you heard about him right here
at Radio Liberty.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com.
Viewer of gold is the preservation of wealth. Silver, I believe, is important, but when you're looking at considerable sums, I believe you need 80% gold, 20% silver.
Okay, Ron, we're going to have to let you go because we're out of time, but thanks so much for calling. God bless.
Thank you,
Ron.
Okay, fine. That was Ron, and of course, this is the time when I have to remind. Thank you so much, Melody. We'll look forward to talking to you later this month.
Thank you, Dr.
God
Chair.
Bless. Bye bye. Okay, that was Melody Cederstrom from Discount Gold and Silver, and she does help Radio Liberty, but we love having her on with us. I mean, you get to know people, Leo, off the air, and she's a lovely person. Under many circumstances, this is the time when I've got to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help, we'd love to hear from you. And if you're not in a position to help, why, please pray for Radio Liberty for our provision and protection. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We have a great new DVD. It's called The Specter Haunting America. And it's a talk we gave at the conference here last fall, going into the background of why we have so many people with progressive degenerative mental diseases, Parkinson's disease, dementia, Alzheimer's, why we have so many people, with allergies, with asthma, with juvenile diabetes and juvenile arthritis, and so many children with neurodevelopmental abnormalities. Why do we have so much illness in America today? Well, I think you'll be fascinated by this discussion. And Sydney, if you can stand to hear me talking for a couple of hours, we've got all the information there. And Christy, lots of slides so that you can actually read it and go over it, and you can learn, and then you can begin to discuss intelligently. And there are things here about the immune system, which most people, many even doctors, have just never stopped and thought about. So we do hope that many of you out there will want to get The Specter That Haunts America. That's our latest DVD. And then, of course, we've got really so many other things. We've got a great new book. It's called A Terrible Mistake. It's the story about the scientist who worked for the CIA, or actually worked for the military, and actually took some LSD. And we are told he jumped out a window. But is that the real story? Why was this man murdered? What did he know that was worthwhile taking his life? And because eventually the government had to pay his family because, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Olson, Frank Olson, was murdered. And this story has been covered up. The author of the book, A Terrible Mistake, did a wonderful job. It's a very important book, and we recommend it to you. And certainly, we've got another book called Fair Trade Doesn't Work. This whole idea that we're going to ship our jobs overseas and we're going to open our trade barriers, we're going to take down our trade barriers, no tariffs, and we're going to have a free exchange of goods, and it's being used intentionally to destroy the infrastructure of our nation. Fair Trade Doesn't Work, excellent book. A Terrible Mistake, an excellent book. We actually have the books that have been put together by Joel Skousen on strategic relocation and how to make your home into a safe haven, and certainly going into the background of what you can do. Joel has written three great books, which we recommend to you. We have a DVD with Joel Skousen, talk he gave on this subject before the UROC convention. We have Sheriff Mack's little book he wrote about the responsibility.